Today she's Masechta Menachos Daf Yud. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Beis. 9 lines from the bottom. Kametz B'smol. We learned in the Mishnah that if the kametz was done with the left hand, posel, it's posel. Ask the Mamanani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara Amar of Zera, Dama Kra, the pasuk says, V'yakav Samincha V'yamalei Kapa Memenu. The Torah says that you bring the mincha and you fill up your palm. This pasuk is speaking about the karbanos that were brought on the 8th day of Elul Rosh Chodesh Nisan when the Mishkan was inaugurated, and the Torah Kedosh says that a korban mincha was brought by Klal Yisrael as a minchas nedava, and the pasuk says v'yakriv es a mincha v'yamala kap memenu knaf. So says the Gemara, this palm of the hand that the Torah says that was used to do the kmitz any day mahu. We don't know what does this mean. Does it mean the left hand or the right hand? Kishoyimer, when the pasuk speaks about the kabanas of Metzaira Usher, the halacha is that a Metzaira, when the Mitzayra finishes his being Mitzayra, he has to bring, we've learned many times, three different kabanas. Achatas, Aoyla, and Asham. He also has to bring, as we discussed in the previous year, the Loik Shemin. A Mitzayra Asher brings two animals from Asham and Aoyla, a Kvasim from Asham and Aoyla, and a Kifsa for Achatas. The Pasuk speaks about the loig shemen that the Metzayra Asher brings. So the pasuk says, V'lokach kayim loig Hashem v'yotzav akaf ha-kayin ha-smolus. What the Torah says is that the kayin takes the loig shemen and he pours it into the palm of the left palm of another kayin. He puts his right etzba into the oil, and he spritzes seven times facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Separate hazor, as we discussed many times, separate immersing, separate dipping of the finger each time. And then he goes to the Metzayra, and he puts from the blood of the Korban Asham on the right ear, right thumb, and right toe. And now when he puts some oil from this oil on top of that blood, then he puts some oil on the head of the Metzayra, and the rest of the oil is divided amongst the Kohanim. Kan Smolus says the Gemara, here the Torah specified that we should use the left hand. Everywhere else where the Torah says that you use a hand, means El Yamin. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, here the Torah singled out that we should use the left hand. Why did the Torah single out here that we use the left hand? Because normally, whenever the Torah tells us to do something, we're supposed to use the right hand. Continues the Gemara. How can we say that that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us? That here use the left hand, everywhere else use the right hand. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Leila Gufe, don't we need the pasuk to teach us the simple halacha that you have to pour the oil, as we described, into the left hand of the other kohen? But maybe that doesn't necessarily in any way indicate that we can't use the left hand in other situations. Says the Gemara, small sakrinik siv. The Torah says the word smallest another time. The Torah says, v'tavah kohen es etzba yamanus ben hashemen ashal kapei smallest. Why does the Torah have to repeat and tell us that it's done with the left hand if we have already learned that it's done with the left hand? To teach us that over here we're going to use the left hand, that not only here, that over here we use the left hand, everywhere else we're going to use the right hand. Ask the Gemara, Yaima, maybe the way to learn, Ein mirech mirech l'rebus. We know throughout the Torah there's a rule that when we have a dabur a double miyut, one after another, what the Torah is coming to teach us is actually to be marba. And since the Torah says, so if that's the case, we should say that the fact that the Torah said smallest twice, it's coming to tell, the pasuk is telling us that not only is the left hand acceptable, but even the right hand is acceptable. Answers the Gemara, smallest achrinixiv. The Torah already says another time smallest, because as we said before we spoke about the kabbonis of a metzora usher. But when the Torah speaks about a metzora oni, the Torah says that a metzora oni, in a way, is similar to the metzora usher. He brings the three kabbonis, chatas oil of asham. He brings the loik shemen, but by him, the asham is a kevesh, but the chatas and oil are birds. We bring a chatas bird or an oil bird. So the pasuk says by the loik shemen that's brought by the metzora who's an ani, the word smallest. The pasuk says there when a shemen yitzak a koin a kaf a koin as smallest. Teachers can't smallest. Over here is the left hand acceptable. Vein, acha smallest. Nowhere else is the left hand acceptable. So, vein, acha smallest. Nowhere it has to be the right. So here we learn that it could be. So from here we learn that the halacha is that the kmitza can be done. The kmitza is done with the right hand. So our Gemara has been focusing on the limud of Eimit Achamir Alech L'Rabbis. When the Torah says something twice, it's one of the Shlosh Tesser Midras that when we have a double miyut, it should be understood as a ribui. But many Mefarshe HaTorah use Eimit Achamir Alech L'Rabbis and explain it up Pidrosh. Many explain Eimit Achamir. Somebody who constantly is mamat himself. The Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majitz Rebbe Zatzal has a section called Klali Araisa. And what he does in the Klali Araisa is he takes many expressions that are offered in Shas and explains them a pidrush. This being one of them. It says, Eimir Achamiyut, somebody who is constantly Mamat himself, somebody who constantly acts in a humble, modest fashion, El Rabbis. That is the individual who's great. And on the other hand, Ein Ribui Ach Ribui, if somebody is marbe him, somebody who constantly considers him great, El Amat, he's really not so great. Another explanation gives, the Medrash says, Kol Amarbe Kvod Shmayim Bekvod Amad Kvod Atzmai, somebody who's concerned about the Kvod Shemayim, constantly wanting to make sure that the Kvod Shemayim is increased, and he's not concerned about his own Kvod, such an individual, Kvod Misraba, he will be considered great. And on the other hand, Kol Amad Kvod Shemayim Marbe Kvod Atzmai, somebody's worried about his own honor, and not the honor of the Hashem, Kvod Misraba. Ein Ribui Ach Ribui, somebody who's constantly interested in his own kavod, El Lamad, he will not end up with much kavod. On the other hand, Eimir Achar Miyut, somebody who's not worried about his own kavod, he's worried about the kavod Shemayim, El Rabbis. So another pshat that he says, Ein Ribui Ach Ribui, somebody who's constantly looking to amass more and more assets, what that Marben Nechossim, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Marben Nechossim, Marben Daigam. The more you have, the more you have to worry about. And Ribui Ach Ribui, somebody who constantly is looking to mass more, Elamat, and he doesn't have that much because he's always concerned about what he has. And Miyut Ach Miyut, if you satisfy what you have, El Rabbis, then you're going to really have much more. And in the last pshat, he says, is that it's very common, unfortunately, that people are more interested in learning and amassing more learning without reviewing what they learn. So, and their thinking is, well, if we're going to learn so much, we'll have so much more knowledge. But That's not the proper approach to learning. The proper approach to success in learning requires reviewing chazara what we learn. Ein ribuy achar ribuy. Somebody who's constantly learning new subjects, but he's not reviewing them. Elamat. At the end, he's going to forget what he's learning. But ein mir achar mir. Somebody who isn't learning that much, and because he's so busy reviewing, at the end, El Rabbis, he's going to be the person that's going to have more than anyone else throughout, is going to have more than anyone else from his learning, because he will retain his learning. Ask the Gemara, maybe we should learn the smallest that's written now. We have smallest written a third time to teach us. Ma kant smallest, just like here, by the Mitzayir, you could use the left hand. Apa al-Manami smallest. In other situations, you could also lose the left hand. So why are we saying that the smallest has come to tell us that only here the left hand is acceptable, nowhere else? Says the Gemara, Arba smallest ksiv. Actually, the Torah used the word smallest four times. Treba ani, twice by the Mitzayir ani, with Treba Asher, and twice by the Mitzayir Usher, because the Gemara now identifies the fourth time where the Torah says smallest, again by Mitzayir Ani. The Pasuk says, these are coming Betzbaya Imanus, Meshem and Ashal Kapaya smallest. So from here we learn that only by Mitzayir may the left hand be used. Everywhere else, only the right hand may be used. Because if the Torah was meaning to teach us, that wherever the Torah says the word kaf means the left hand, it would be adequate that the Torah should have said it three times. One would be to teach us the din of what we do with the oil by Mitzayir. Second, to teach us that we always use the left hand. The third time would be to teach us that don't make a mistake and assume that it's Amir, Achamid, and Larabbis, that you could use the right hand for the Shkaf Shemen, for the Loga, the Mitzayir. Why did the Torah have to write it a fourth time? The Torah found it necessary to write it a fourth time to tell us that over here you could use the left hand, but nowhere else can you use the left hand. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Lev Zera. So now that you have taught us that all the times that it says smallest in this parasha, so now he suggests, let's try to understand other psukim that are repeated by the Mitzayir, and what is learned from that repetition. The pasuk says, Abayin yada yamanis, v'abayin ragla yamanis, the ksev is shem in the Mitzayir. The halacha is, as we said, we put the oil on the right ear, right toe, right thumb, that the Torah says by Mitzayir Asher. The pasuk says, "Meyes Hashem and Hashal Kapoy Yiten Al Koyin Al Tunuch Oizan Matay Yimonus Vabayin Yoda Yimonus Vabayin Ragla Yimonus Al Dam Ha Asher." And then by the Mitzayir Ani, the pasuk says, "Vanasan Al Koyin Hashem and Hashal Kapoy Al Tunuch Oizan Matay Yimonus Vabayin Yoda Yimonus Vabayin Ragla Yimonus Amokim Dam Ha Asher Lemeli." Why was it necessary for the Torah to constantly repeat this halacha? So he answers, Chad lahachshet stadim. One is coming to teach us that you didn't put it right on the tip of the toe or the thumb. Even if you put it on the side, the halacha is that it's kosher. And one, lechafsel lifsa shnei tzidit stadim. The other side, that where it's completely on the other side of the thumb, on the bottom of the thumb, the bottom of the toe, that will not be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Aldam Ha'asham. The Pasuk says that afterwards you put the oil, Aldam Ha'asham, says the Gemara. Then the Pasuk also says, Amokoyim Dam Ha'asham. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Asu. What is the person coming to teach us? What is the Torah coming to teach us with all these psukim? And Rashi has the girsa Lamali. Says the Gemara, Tzrichi. Dikas Rachman Adam Hashem, Havamina, Isa, if there's still blood left on the bayan in, then we could put on top of it the oil. However, the skanach, once the blood is removed, law you can't put on the shemen. As long as that's the place where the dam ha'ashem was plut, not defka, you don't have to put it on the blood itself. We would say that you put it next to the blood, but not on top of the blood. Dafka niskanach, only if the blood was taken away, you put the shemen. Aval isa, but if the blood is still there, maybe we should be concerned that we have a chatzitza between the blood that's on these spots and the oil that we're going to put on top of it. That's why the Torah says it's not considered a chatzitza, and therefore it's acceptable. The Rishonim debate that we just said before, that you could put the blood out stardom. What does that mean? So Rashi says that the Torah is teaching us you could put it on the side even if you didn't put it on top. It seems that the Rambam is learning, based on what we just learned in the Gemara, that when you put it on the side, you're going to have a concern of a chatzitza. But since when you put it on the side, you're going to have a concern of a chatzitza, it might be that the Rambam's opinion is that it's better to put it on the side then put it on the top, because when you put it on the top, it's considered a chatzitza. Actually, the Brisker Rav, in explaining this Gemara, says it could be understood in one of two ways. One way it could be explained that even though it's considered normally a chatzitza, the Torah is telling us to hear it's not considered a chatzitza, or he's saying that what the Torah wants is specifically that the oil should be put on top of the dam. So it's not that the Torah is saying, I'm not worried about a chatzitza. It's more than that. The Torah says, I want the oil on top of the blood. So of course, many Achrayim ask, if the blood is moist, it's not considered a chatzitza, still when it's liquidy. So why are we concerned here about a chatzitza? And that's why many Achrayim suggest that even though liquid is not normally considered a chatzitza, Here it might be considered a we're worried that it's going to be dried up because there's so many steps that take place with the Metzaira, and we need to be concerned that during all that time the blood might dry up, and when it's dry it is a chatzitza. The Meshech Chachma says that the Pasuk says, we say it every morning when we say Matovu, Hashem Ahavti Mayim Beisecha. And when we say that pasuk, the obvious question is, seems to be redundant. It's saying the same thing. So he says, we say Hashem, we love the Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. And we know, of course, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, there was an incredible manifestation of the Kvod Shechina. O Mekayim Mishkan Kvodecha, even though right now there is no Beis HaMikdash, so as we say in our Gemara, Mekayim Dama Asham, it's the place where the blood of the Asham was there previously, but the blood is not there anymore, but it's still considered the Mekayim Dama Asham. And what we're declaring every morning, that not only, of course, the place where the Beis HaMikdash is standing, but even in the place where even though now it's unfortunately not standing anymore, but if it's a place where it's Beis HaMikdash once stood, Mekayim Mishkan Kvodecha, to us it's of course very, very special because it's the place where the Shechina was, and there's still a remnant of the Shechina, and there will always be the remnant of Shechina in that place. Amar Rava continues the Gemara. Amar Rava Machad Ksiv. When the pasuk speaks about putting the shemen al dama asham, and the pasuk says, as we just discussed, a makom dama asham, the ksiv yaminis bedam. The Torah says that we should put it on the right so toe, and the right thumb. So we learn from there that just like by the Asham, it's put on the right toe and thumb, so too is the oil put on the right toe and thumb. Abayin yada yaminis, abayin ragla yaminis, the ksiv v'shem and the tzor of Asher v'nam l'amali. So if that's the case, why did the Torah have to teach us that, yes, we understand that we need psukim to put where on the toe and thumb we're allowed to put it, as we said before. But why do we have to say that start on the right? On the right, we already know this from what we learned before, that it's acceptable on the right. Ela Marava, what the Torah repeated the word Yamin by the Asher, by the Bayin Yad and Regel, and by the ear. They're coming to teach us that other halachas that the Torah requires should be done on the right. It's Yad, the Pasuk says here, Yad, and the Torah says Yad by the act of Kemitza Pasuk that we began our shiur today with. And the Pasuk says, V'yakvas amimcha v'yimala kapa memenu, they did Kemitza. So here we learn that the Kemitza is done with the right hand. The Pasuk over here says, V'abayin ragla yamanus, it says regal, and the Torah HaKadosha speaks of somebody, Rachman Lotzlon, dies without any children, and his wife has to have Yibum, marry one of the brothers. If nobody wants to marry her, then we do Chalitza. And the way Chalitza is done is that she takes off the shoe from his foot and spits in front of him, and she declares Kach Yasul Ish. And again, the Torah says the word regal. We learn Gzeir Shava that from which foot of the Yavam is the shoe taken off? The right. Oizen, oizen. What's the oizen for Gzeir Shava? The Torah Gdosh says an Eved Ivri is never sold for a term of more than 6 years. But should the Eved Ivri choose to want to be there for more than 6 years, Torah Gdosh teaches us in Parashas Mishpatim, V'lokach Adonov, the Torah says that the V'gisha Adonov Elokim, V'gisha Adel Sol Mezuzah, he's taking it to a doorpost, V'rotz Adonov Azdom Matzeah, and he makes a hole in his ear, V'avada La'ilam. So here we learn that the Ritziah is done on the left, on the right ear. So now we understand why the Torah had to say, again, the word Yemenis, by the shaman of Mitzayra Usher and the Mitzayra Usher to learn these Gzeirah Shavas. Says the Gemara, why does it say smallest? Once we learn that the Kemitza is done with the right hand through the Gzeirah Shava Yad Yad, and not from the smallest that we learned at the beginning of the Shir. Because at the beginning of the Shir, the Gemara suggested that before the Torah says smallest, to teach us over here, we use smallest. Everywhere else, it's Yamanis. But now that we have this Gzeirah Shava to teach us that we do Yamanis. So ask the Gemara, smallest l'mayasa. What's the purpose of the Pasuk saying the word smallest? Says the Gemara, Amar Shesh B'Ravidi, Lissol Yamin D'Mekayin Mimitzayra. The Torah is teaching us that only the left hand is kosher to teach us, and you can't use the right hand. Shloi Timer. Because we could have perhaps made an argument. Well, Mabba Makum Shloim is wraps small. Where the small is not acceptable in all different types of avoidus. The halacha is Nisraps Yamin. We can and should use the right hand. So the place, the Makum Shloim Nisraps small, where the left is usable, in addition to Nisraps Yamin, certainly the right should be usable. And therefore, we would think that even though the Torah said smallest, the Torah is not coming to say that the right is unacceptable. It's come to say that the left is also acceptable. That's why we have to teach us that not only is it acceptable with the left, but that's the only option. Vidach, and the other psukim asked the Gemara, where it says smallest, Yad v'regel yamanis, the Ani L'mayasa. So that could have been learned from the fact that the Torah says smallest by the Mitzayra Asher. Why does the Torah say it also by the Mitzayra Ani? L'chratana de Be'er B'shmol, kar parasha shenemar v'nishnas. Anytime the Torah teaches a parasha, it then repeats it. Once the Torah felt had the need to teach us a new parasha, as is here the case, where they had to teach us a new parasha about the differences between a Metzora Ani and a Metzora Asher, once the Torah taught us some of the new, and there's certainly some new halachas that I learned, says the Gemara, even the halachas that really don't represent a chiddush are repeated because we want to have a complete parasha with all the details. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rabba B'chana, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, Kamak Mishnemer Etzva Kuna, wherever the Torah speaks about a carbon, and the Torah says that what you should use is the etzva, the finger, and the kuna, it comes to teach us Eina El Yamin. You can only use the right, and the left would be possible. Says the Gemara, Kusaka Datach. So Gemara says that, what are we learning here? Etzva Kuna Binan. In order for the halacha to be this way, the Torah has to have both saying the word etzba and the word koyin. Like we find that the Torah says by karmel chatos, v'locha koyin b'dam chatos be'etzba. The gomar, and then we learn exer shavim mitzayra, the ksiv, v'tava koyin es etzba yamanus. So since by the mitzayra, we've been learning throughout our shiur today that the etzba is used and it's the right finger, the Torah says so explicitly. So we learn Exer Shava that so too will be the halacha that wherever the Torah uses the word etzba v'kayin, it means use the etzba and use the right hand. Ask the Gemara Kemitza, but what about Kemitza, which is the way we began our shiur today? The like Siba el kuna. The Torah only uses the word kahuna. The pasuk says v'yivyal akayim v'kametz akayim imenu m'loy kametzas askerosoy v'tanan. And we learned in our Mishnah, Davov, the kametz was small, it's possible. If the kametz was done with the left hand, it's possible. Even though it doesn't say the word etzba. Yet we're learning, just because it says kahuna, it's enough to indicate that you must use the right hand. Amar Rava, says the Rava, so Rava modifies. And he says, I etzba kahuna. If the Torah either uses the word etzba or the word kahuna, either or will be an indication that you have to use the right hand. Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaya. Says the Gemara, Abaya says to Rava, according to you, you're saying now, wherever the Torah just uses the word kahuna, it means you have to use the right hand. But ask the Gemara, Halochas Evarim Lekavish. The Kavan Olam, as we've discussed many times, is burnt completely on the Mizbeach. Unlike other kabbonis, where only the emirim are burnt in the mizbeach, the Torah speaks about, the Gemara speaks often about the halacha avrim. The halacha is that about taking the avrim to the ramp of the mizbeach, and then after they're deposited on the ramp, they're taken up to the mizbeach. So says the Gemara, harei halachas avrim lekevish, taking the avrim up to the ramp. The ksiv b'kuhuna, where the Torah uses the word kuhuna, the ksiv, v'ikra v'akoyin as a koil, v'ikta mizbecha, v'ama ma'azu alachas avram l'kevish, and that this is speaking about taking the Avram up to the kevish. But Tanan, and the Mishnah Masechta Tamid, the Aflam and Aleph on the base, teaches us that it was done through six kahanim. The first koyin would carry the head of the animal and the leg. And the reason it was done that way, says the Gemara Masechta Yuma Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, that there were many bones in the head, and therefore, to take the person who was asked to carry the head that doesn't have that meat because it has so many bones should also carry along the leg that has a lot of meat and less bone. He carried the head in his right hand, and the regal Shiyamin, and the right foreleg he carried the small in his left hand, or base oir l'chutz. And the way it was carried up that the place where you had the cut of the head, the makam ashchita, which was bloody, was not done face, that part was not the face, the part facing the people standing there, because it's not a covered that's the way it's brought up to the mizbeach. But we clearly see here that they use the left hand. Answers the Gemara, Kiam Rinan, when does the Gemara mean? What did the Gemara mean when it said that, where it says Etzba Kohuna, that if it says the word Etzba Kohuna, it means the right hand? It says the Gemara, it's meant by Dover Hamakav Kapara, but something which is essential to affect the Kapara of the carbon. But bringing the Avram to the ramp is not essential. And the reason is, as we learned many times in Masechet Zvachim, that if somebody wants, so there's two ways of learning this. Either they could have done this avoida right by the ramp of the Mizbeach, and since they could have done this avoida right by the ramp of the Mizbeach, so that we wouldn't have to have anything carried to the ramp because it's right there already. Another pshat, the Rashi says, that if there are many Kohanim, and this is a very important understanding, if there are many Kohanim and the animal, the pieces of an animal, are passed to the Mizbeach, but it doesn't require any of the Kohanim to actually move, step in any direction, they just pass it from one to the other, then that's not called Halachas Avarim. Halachas Avarim is only meant when it was carried, it was moved by the Kohanim. Here it wasn't moved. The Cheshuki Chemed discusses a question that in many shuls, they sell the schus at different times to take out the Sefer Torah and give it to the chazan. And in the shul, and when there was a shul in Germany where that was done, but even though one person bought that privilege, he discovered that the Gabi gave it to other people as well. He said, I brought the privilege. How did you give it to other people as well? So he said that every person, since you who took out the Sefer Torah were involved in moving the Sefer Torah towards the Chazan, you didn't just stay in the one place. So based on what we just learned, only when it's not being moved, it's not considered you really did anything significant. But if you caused it to be moved, it's considered significant. And this he brings up as an interesting question. He says that we know that one of the kibudim, one of the honors that are given out by Bris, is a kfater, the person who's going to bring the baby in to do to the Bris Mila. And everybody wants to have a share in the mitzvah of the Bris Mila. He says that the source for the word kfat is from Ketiris, because everybody who participates in the Bris Mila is like bringing Ketiris. The Gemara says Ketiris Ma'asheris. Whoever brings the Ketiris, it's a school of for wealth. And therefore, in certain communities, there's a minig of a chayka. The minig of a chayka is that not just one person, the kvata, carries the baby to the sandik. The minig is that there are many people who carry the baby, who are involved in carrying the baby to the moil, and that are they considered that they're participating. And the Aruch HaShulchan already speak in Yoridei Simon Reish Samaches, Sif Lamed Hei speaks about this minig. He says, the minig at Slenu, Shakfata Makabel Echod, the Kater takes the baby, he gives it from one baby, from one person to the next, at Shemoisrim, until the baby is given over, Lamanicha Kisa Shalal Yo, to the person that's going to put the baby on the Kisa Shalal Yo, and then the somebody picks it up from the Kisel Shio to give it to the Sandik. And he quotes a Gemara, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes a Gemara Masechet Erevin. He says that we have to be concerned about doing this, is that good for the baby? But one thing he says very clearly, to if you want to have the minig of a chayka, he says it's only considered that you fulfilled, that you accomplished something if you brought the animal closer to the Mizbeach. But if you didn't bring it any closer to the Mizbeach, then you haven't accomplished anything. That's not considered that's not considered a real act of halacha. So Rashi said, that's why in our Gemara, it's not considered dova ma'akib kapara, because you could avoid not doing it altogether. The Chofetz Chaim says, what will be the halacha regarding halacha stam? We spoke often by a carbon, we do halacha stam. What will be the halacha? Can you do halacha stam with the left hand? Just for the same reason as we're learning that in our Gemara, that you can do halacha avarim with the left hand, because we're learning that you could circumvent doing halacha avarim. So if you could circumvent doing halacha stam by doing the shechita right next to the mizbeach. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim suggests, that maybe the halacha stam could be done with the left hand. Says the Mishnah Melech, you can't compare halacha stam to halacha avarim. In our Gemara, we've learned that the halacha avarim can be completely circumvented and not done altogether. However, there's nobody that suggests that halacha stam could be completely eliminated. What the halacha tells us is that maybe you could do a much less significant act of halacha stam, do it right next to the mizbeach. But halacha avarim could be completely eliminated. Halacha stam can never completely eliminated. Since it can never be completely eliminated, you can't use the left hand. Ask the Gemara, the Vare Kabbalah, when we speak about the Kabbalah Saddam, which is Dovah Am'akav Kaparahu, which is something which is essential, and the Pasuk says the word Kahuna regarding that, the Ksiva Kriva B'nei Aaron Kehanim Saddam, and the Gemara explains that that means Kabbalah Saddam, but Tanan, and the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, and the Avtez Vav Amabeis teaches us, Kiva B'yat Smol, Pasul, Rav Shimon Nachshir. So you see, that just because the Torah used the word Kahuna, doesn't mean it must be done only with the right hand. Answers the Gemara of Shimon Kamrit. You're asking this question according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon indeed, Tarti Boy. He needs both the word Etzba and Koyin. But if you don't have the word Etzba and Koyin, he won't require the right hand. And by Kabbalah, it says Kahuna, but doesn't say Etzba. Ask the Gemara, Umi by Rav Shimon Tarti, does Rav Shimon need both Etzba and Kahuna? V'tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Rav Shimon Amin Kamakim Shnemer Yad. Wherever the Torah says the word Yad, Ein El Yamin, it means the right hand. Etzba, wherever the Torah says Yetzba, always means the Yamin. So what are you telling me? Ask the Gemara that Rav Shimon needs Etzba and Kahuna. Answers the Gemara, Etzba. If the Torah uses the word Etzba, then the Allah will be the Loi by Kahuna. The word Etzba itself represents the right hand. For example, but avoid the Pariyam Kippurim, the Torah says Velokim Kedam Apar, Vehiza Betzpa La Pnei Kaparis Kema, or Pnei Kaparis Yazir Shevapam Ben Adam Betzpa. Since the Torah says the word Etzpa, therefore means the right hand. Avakahuna, if the Torah just writes the word Kahuna, that isn't enough of a reason that you need the right hand. It also needs the word Etzpa. Ask the Gemara al Koyin Lomeli, if we're saying that the word Koyin itself doesn't mean you need the right hand. So ask the Gemara, so why did the Torah use the word Koyin by the Avodah of Kabbalah Saddam? To teach us Bikuhunai, when he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna. If he's not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, then it's not going to be acceptable. Then it's not going to be considered Kosher Kabbalah Saddam. Ask the Gemara for a Zrika. What about Zrika? The like Sabal Kahuna, the Zrika Saddam, where the Torah says, V'yikriva b'nek Aaron Kahanim Saddam, V'zark Saddam ha-mizbeich soviv ha-shepesach ha-elmoid, and V'tanan, the Mishnah teaches us, Sarak b'smol posel, that if you did the Zrika Saddam with your left hand, it's posel. V'loi polygraph Shimon, and we don't find that Shimon disagrees. But according to the way we're learning now, if it only says Kuna, it doesn't mean that you have to have the right hand. Why does he not argue? So the question is, the Gemara, Rashi asks, should it ask the question closer to home? The Gemara should ask Kmitza, where it doesn't say Etzba, and yet we know the Kmitza has to be done with the left hand. So Rashi answers that we're going to have a pasuk, the special pasuk that teaches us that kmitza has to be done with the right hand. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask for kmitza, but he asked for zrika. Amabaya says the Gemara that even though indeed in that Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, Rav Shimon doesn't speak about zrika with the left hand, Paul Bebrice. In the Bryce we find he discusses it. The Tanya, the Bryce says, Kiba a small puzzle. The Kabbalah Saddam was done with the left hand, Rav Shimon hold its puzzle. Rav Shimon Machshir, Biyat small, Zarek the small, if you did a small puzzle, Rav Shimon Machshir. And both the cases, because the Torah doesn't say the word etzba, it only says kahuna. And as we're learning, according to Shimon, if it only says kahuna, not etzba, you don't have to have the right hand. We learned before, but ever the opinion of the Chacham is, that if the Torah says the word kahuna alone, it has to be done with the right hand. Ask the Gemara, this that we discussed at the beginning of our shir, where the Torah speaks about Mitzayra Oshem. The Torah says, Aboy Yoda Hayaminis, to teach us a Gzer Shava, a Yad Yad, that the Kemitza has to be done with the right hand. Kemitza Lamali, why do we need a Gzer Shava? Since by the Kemitza, the Torah says the word Kahuna, and according to the Chachamim, as soon as the word Kahuna is used, it means the right hand. So, Mikahuna Nafka, why do we need to gzer? So what is the purpose of that gzer shava? Answers the Gemara, chad l'kaimitz, v'chad l'kiddush kaimitz. One is to teach us that the actual kamitza is supposed to be done with the right hand, and the other is to teach us that, as we've learned, the kaimitz is put into a kli sharis, and that should also be done with the right hand. We have Shimon, but ask the Gemara, deloy by kiddush kaimitz, according to Shimon, that entire avoda of putting it into the kid in the keli is not required. Well, Amanda Amr, not according to Nachman Yitzchak, the boy kiddush kaimitz of Shimon, b'smal achshuri machshura, they're going to hold that it can be done with the left hand. So if that's the case, yad yad the rava, the gzeirah shava the rava taught us of yad yad that we used, that we learned from the avoid of the mitzayra to kamitza, that it has to be the right hand lomeli. Ilim kamitza gufa, to teach us the actual act of kamitza, a leader of Shimon, a coiner of Shimon, that agrees it's done with the right hand. How does he know that? But Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabchia nafka. Damar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabchia, my time of Shimon, that what does Rabbi Shimon hold? That the mincha that wasn't put into the klisharis is still kosher. Damar kro, kodesh kadoshim hi kachatis kosham. The Torah compares the carbon mincha to the chatas asham. What's come to teach us? Bala Abdul Biyad, if he wants to do it without a klisharis, that means he wants to just take the kaimitz in his hand and bring it to the mizbeach, oiv the rimin. Then he does it with his right hand, kechatas. Just like by karmel chatas, when the kohen puts the blood of the karmel chatas on mizbeach, he uses his right finger. Bala of the kli, but if he wants to bring it in a keli to the mizbeach, not carry the kaimitz in his hand, either a small, he could do it even at the left hand, like an osham. That the aloch by carbon osham is that the zrikas adam of a carbon osham, they can be done with the left hand. And if that's the case, so there's nothing that we're learning yad yad for. What is the yad yad gzer shava taught? Answers the Gemara, La'nitzcha, the pasuk is teaching in this halacha, L'kaimitz the mechas chayta, that even the kamitza of the mechas chayta, if you're going to carry it in your hand, you have to carry it in your right hand. Why was it necessary to teach us that? We just finished learning that the karban mincha is done with the right hand. Answers the Gemara, Sakdat chamina ha'avam Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon has taught us already that shloi kabana, we know that the carbon minchas chayta doesn't have any oil in it. And the reason it doesn't have any oil in it, because we don't want it to treat it special. So maybe the aloch should also be to show that we're not really giving a lot of cover to this carbon. The aloch should be, ki kometz leinami b'smaltis kasher. If you do kamitza with the left hand, it should be a kasher, a carbon. Kamash malan, that's why we learn the Yad Gzeri Shava, to teach us that even the Karban Michas Chayta, the Kemitza must be done with the right hand.